The Argentine Congress has approved an emergency plan to rescue the country's collapsing economy. The plan gives President Eduardo Duhalde sweeping powers to devalue the Argentine peso, which the government hopes will lower production costs enough to stimulate the country's moribund industry. 4 years of recession and high unemployment have taken a severe toll on Argentina's once proud middle class. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Driving through the suburbs of Buenos Aires, you're likely to get your windshield washed, whether you want to or not. Middle-aged men have staked out the busiest intersections, using squeegees to earn loose change. It's a normal sight in most of Latin America, but not in Argentina. 5 years ago, you'd never see something like this, says Susana Ceballos, a young professional who grew up around here. Today, she's driving through the old neighborhood, surveying the effects of the recession. The houses aren't being repainted anymore, Ceballos says. People aren't replacing their old cars, the streets are crumbling, and now there are so many people sleeping in the streets. Ceballos grew up in a row of neat little houses built in the early 1950s, during the populist government of Juan Perón. Her 74-year-old mother, Lilia Fernandez, recalls a time when factory jobs gave them, the children of poor immigrants, the chance to build a middle-class life.
This was a very industrial area. We had textile factories and metal foundries. We had a lot of industry, which has all disappeared now. It really hurts me to take a walk and see all the closed factories.
During the boom years of the early 1990s, Argentina abandoned industry and embraced consumerism. Some of the closed factories were turned into shopping centers. One of them is a Walmart. The strong peso, which was pegged to the U.S. dollar, created an illusion of wealth, and Argentines couldn't get enough of cheap imported goods. But those times are over now, and the middle class has run out of cash. Many of the unemployed have started their own businesses. That's what Marina and Miguel Ramirez did after he lost his railroad job.
People used to have dependable salaries, but then they lost their jobs. If you happen to own a car, then the only solution is to start a car service.
Working out of their house, the Ramirezes drive their neighbors around for money, usually a dollar or two for a run to the supermarket. Informal taxi services like this are everywhere in Argentina, almost all of them run by someone who used to have a real job. This kind of employment insecurity is a stark contrast with the way things used to be in Argentina, when the government owned the railroad, the oil company, the utilities, and even the major airline. During the 1990s, state-owned companies were sold off to foreign investors. Privatization, along with liberalized labor laws, caused a wave of layoffs. Anger over that insecurity is now boiling over. As she drives around the neighborhood, Susana Ceballos points out the stores that were looted by roving mobs last month. She says the middle class's capacity for violence has come as a shock. All it takes is for someone to say, "Let's go burn Congress," and people go do it, she says. There's a kind of rebellion in people that we've never seen, not even during the dictatorship. The looting has stopped for now, and Argentines seem willing to give the country's new president a chance. Mindful of the people's mood, the government has passed an economic emergency plan that shifts at least some of the cost of devaluation onto the banks and the foreign-owned utility companies. President Eduardo Duhalde is also hinting that he'll raise protectionist barriers for national industries. So far, the plan's nationalistic tone is going over well with the middle class, which seems ready to trade in the risks of 1990-style free markets in hopes of regaining some of the security of the past. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.